A topsy-turvy college football season is building to a climax, with Louisiana State holding steady at number one. LSU has a chance to be the second straight national champion from the Southeastern Conference. That would be a nice anniversary present. This is the SEC's 75th year. Its history is filled with iconic football figures like Alabama head coach Bear Bryant and quarterbacks Joe Namath and Peyton Manning. But there's always been something more in the SEC, an unbreakable bond between the South and college football. To find out why, NPR's Tom Goldman took a trip last week through Louisiana and Mississippi.
26 consecutive seasons. That's how long the Southeastern Conference has led the nation in football attendance. It's an impressive number, conjuring up images of the millions who filled stadiums from Florida to Arkansas. But when we arrive in Baton Rouge, we quickly discover the power of football in small numbers, like a father and son.
The only time my dad ever kissed me was after football games. He would kiss me on the side of my face. You know, he wasn't a guy who'd say, "I love you." But I could see the pride in his eyes.
John Ed Bradley played center for LSU from 1976 through 1979. He's one of those rare men who can thrive in the mayhem of college football and then write about it, as he did in his book, It Never Rains in Tiger Stadium. Sitting beside that stadium, a temple to many in Louisiana, Bradley explains college football is a way for the South to tell the rest of the country it's not all bad down here.
We might be one of the poorest states in the Union. Maybe Katrina came here and wiped us out. You know, maybe we can't fix our politics. But on Saturday night, we do something really well, and that's play football. And it's a beautiful experience for the native. Their chest swells.
Welcome, Tiger Nation. Welcome, Tiger fans. Is this a great time to be an LSU Tiger?
Later that day, the scene shifts to Walk-On's Bistro and Bar in Baton Rouge for the live radio broadcast of the Les Miles Show. He's the LSU coach, and the business at hand is the upcoming game in Oxford, Mississippi, between his number one ranked team and hated rival Ole Miss.
Let's go to Zachary. Frank, welcome to the Les Miles Show presented by Whitney Bank.
Coach, the Tigers better have their lunch packed come Saturday afternoon. Because them boys, them rednecks out there, they're ready to go.
Well, the only thing I can tell you, Frank, is we're going to be wearing the LSU uniform and helmets. And we're going to play like it.
An elderly woman sitting in the front row at the restaurant beams. She wears a big gold button with purple letters that say, "Go to hell, Ole Miss."
Hustle back. Hustle back. Let's go. Work on your protection now, running back.
Hunched against the wind, 38-year-old high school football coach Lance Pogue runs his team through practice. Our journey through SEC country has brought us to Batesville, Mississippi, a working-class town with a world-beating football team. As of that day, Pogue's South Panola Tigers had won 71 consecutive games, the longest winning streak in the country. He says many of his players are the SEC of the future and the soul of football in the South.
You know, the South's kind of a little bit more noted for just blue-collar, hard-working people for the most part, and more rural kids, and, sometimes have a little bit more toughness about them, and I think that's a big part of that.
Kids like 17-year-old South Panola senior Terrence Pope, a defensive lineman being recruited by both Ole Miss and Mississippi State. What's your earliest memory of either playing or watching football?
About 7, 8, backyard, playing Killer Man.
And what's Killer Man?
Oh, throw the ball there, catch it and run. Anybody against one person.
All right, let's get a prayer right quick. Get a break. Here we go.
Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for another great week of practice. Lord, thank you for keeping us from injury, Lord. Lord, I ask you to look over and guide and protect us tomorrow, Lord, and keep us safe, Lord. Help us come out with a victory, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Let's get a good break right here. Make it count. Let's go. Make it count.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
Forward rebels, march the fame, hit that line and win the game. We know that you're fight it through for your colors, red and blue. Fight, fight, fight.
We arrive in Oxford, Mississippi, the day before the LSU game, and find former Ole Miss band member Marcus Gwynn in full spirit mode, which actually is his job. Ever since Ole Miss banned its longtime mascot, Colonel Reb, for political reasons, Gwynn has been an informal spirit leader at games, a striking and incongruous figure. Gwynn is 6'7" and African American, and he gets the irony of a black man revving up a mostly white crowd in Mississippi.
I had no foresight at all about the impact that I could make myself personally, you know, I mean, with all of the fans and everything like that. I mean, coming to me and asking me to take pictures with me and sign autographs and hold the babies and things like that, you know, I never thought that anything like that could happen in my life.
The university endowed a scholarship in Gwynn's name. Progress, to be sure, but a campus visitor still is liable to flinch on game day when the alcohol starts to flow.
Go to hell, LSU!
The next to last stop on the journey before the Ole Miss Stadium is the Grove, close to 10 acres on campus, covered with tent canopies. It's the most massive tailgate party in the SEC, ranging from the boisterous go-to-hell spewing fans to the coat-and-tie, high-heels crowd dining under chandeliers. Amidst the thousands of milling people, we find LSU fan David Foyle and ask him about the South and college football.
Well, I tell you what, it has to do with the people and the way everybody gets together. We work hard, we play hard, and we get like they do on the field. It's the same way we do as friends and everything else.
So you guys are rivals, but it's a family down here.
Absolutely.
Even though you've got an LSU shirt, that gentleman has an Ole Miss shirt, he's got an Ole Miss shirt.
I'm surprised he even has a shirt. Shoes either, but that's okay.
Because I'm from Florida. The Ole Miss football team could not hold that tiger. LSU won 41-24 and retained its number one ranking. Afterwards, many fans returned to the Grove, where a sign in front of one of the tents provided a good endpoint for our journey. Under the heading, "We can be proud of our Southern football heritage," the sign read, "After the game, if you're in the North, the stadium just empties out and everybody goes home. If you're in the South, you throw on another rack of ribs, somebody goes to the liquor store to buy more Jack Daniels, and you get next weekend's activities planned, because you'll be back next Tuesday or Wednesday to start it all over again." Tom Goldman, NPR News.
Tom and NPR sports editor Uri Berliner spent the days prior to the big game touring SEC football country in all its excess and devotion. You can read their road diary at npr.org.